Well, I can say that I'm not too impressed with the anybody but Bush idea, but I want to say that no matter what anybody does, it seems to me that really the most important day is November 3rd, November 4th, November 5th. If Mr. Kerry does get in, I hope that people will be on the doorstep of their elected representative as soon as they empire. I think we need to make it clear with our actions and with our words. Voices in the Wilderness has two campaigns, a Life Under Occupation campaign. I'm so impressed with the students in Chicago because beginning November 3rd, at DePaul and Loyola and University of Illinois and maybe Northwestern, they're going to do a rolling blackout and fast from electricity each campus for 3 days as a way to identify with people who live under occupation. And we're also soliciting signers and involvement in a campaign called Counterterror: Build Justice. The people who are really countering terrorism, I believe, are the students who are working on the anti-sweatshop campaign and care about people that are desperately poor working in maquiladoras, the people that have worked on the anti-globalization campaigns, the people who have been associated with the LA Catholic Worker and try to alleviate suffering, but also show care and concern, so that if a social volcano is about to blow, there will at least be some people who won't want to say LA is finished. So I think that this usage of fear to manipulate us, and they're constantly trying to do it. You know, I love my mother so much, but wow, it's hard when I come back from Iraq, you know, and I think, oh, here I am, Mom, your little eyewitness. And then she says to me, Kathy, what you don't understand is that the people of Iraq could have gotten Saddam out, and they should have, and they didn't, and we went in and did it for them, and they ought to be grateful, and they're not. And, you know, the idea that somehow the United States is the great protector who deals out security, and otherwise people would be fearful if it wasn't for us, woo! It's quite a dizzying rewrite of recent and past history. So I think, you know, the more that any of us on November 3rd can be out with our neighbors, continuing the vigils. I know you have a protest every day here, but it'll never have been more important, Joe, than I think immediately after these elections. But others have thoughts about the vote? It does get to be more and more apparent, I think, though, that the whole world is watching and will. I think they would see a reinstatement of President Bush as a country saying, that's right, we know we were misled into a war that has cost many, many thousands of lives, but that's okay with us. We're going to keep this guy in. And I think that would go down very, very badly in other parts all around the world. Yeah, thank you.